Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's episode. And today's topic is being copied or plagiarized. Now, this is something that has just happened to me. Unfortunately, it wasn't the first time. You know, what does that look like if you are plagiarized or copied? And I'm not just talking about digital products. I'm not talking about things that you sell. I'm talking about any copy that you write, whether it's the website copy or a blog post or an article or even your welcome sequence. All of that stuff is copyrighted and it belongs to you. And obviously, it's not okay to blatantly steal somebody else's work and pass it off as your own. So I wanted to do this blog post just to talk to you about, you know, what happens when you're copied, what are the things that you can do, how can you protect yourself, and then give you some resources that you can turn to find out more. Obviously, I am not an attorney, so none of this is legal advice. I highly recommend that you reach out to an attorney that is familiar with copyright laws, trademark laws, all of those things to help you. So my story starts just a few weeks back where thankfully a loyal follower of mine let me know that I was being copied and sent me the appropriate information, screenshots, links, and those types of things. Now, here's the thing, as the information was translated into another language. So I'm in the United States, they are, let's just say, in Europe. And what they did was they basically copied verbatim some of my blog posts and put them on their website as their own, but it was translated into, you know, a foreign language. It wasn't in English. Plus, this loyal follower of mine had forwarded me some email samples where the same person had basically taken my welcome sequence and translated it and used it as her own. So she was basically copying not only my blog post and my website copy, but she was also copying my email sequence. Not only that, doing some research on my own, I realized that this person had bought several programs from me. One of those programs was my VA Success System, and it is my, you know, foundational VA business training. And she asked for a refund within the refund period, and I granted it. But then what I noticed in my research after I was told I had been copied, she, not long after taking my VA Success System, launched her own VA training course. And so I was very suspect as to what was in that. Since she copied my free stuff, what did she take from that paid course? And I'm not saying that she did, but I was suspect based on the fact that she was stealing my free stuff. She also stole some of my free downloads. So it was very obvious that this stuff was mine because it was identical to, you know, you could pull up her blog post and translate it into English and then have mine. And they were almost identical, obviously, because of the translation. They weren't, there were some words moved around, but it was basically the same blog post or download or welcome sequence. Obviously not a fun feeling when you realize that you've been copied. Now, some people say it's a rite of passage, which means you made it and people think your stuff is great and that you're successful and that they copy it. Well, it's still not okay. It's illegal. It's unethical. And there are laws worldwide against stealing other people's intellectual property, which is your copy. Again, it could be website copy, it could be blogs, it could be articles, it could be downloads, it could be courses, it could be templates, anything that you create. It's not okay. Now, I know that's obvious, but still people seem to do it. Now, here's the thing. I was, to say, angry. That's probably an understatement, because these are my creations. These are like my children. And for someone to steal them and pawn them off and not even change them, simply translate them and pass them off in their own, it was infuriating to me. And so, you know, I let this person know. Under no circumstances did I give this person permission, and that they were to cease and desist immediately, to take down all of my content on their website, and that my attorney would be in touch. Okay, so basically what you can do is, if you find out, now, like I said, I found out because someone was kind enough to let me know. What if you want to do your own research? There are plenty of tools, like Grammarly has a plagiarizing tool. There are other tools that you can just Google. There are free tools, there are paid tools, but these tools will help you find your content across the web. And if it matches it, it will pull it up and it will show you, hey, this person is using your content. That's really helpful for web copy, because believe it or not, and this happens in the VA industry, obviously, people will just copy and paste people's information. Now, whether they're ignorant and think that's okay, I don't know, but it's not, it's unethical. So point is I am going to list some tools below in the description for this podcast that you can use to help you find if you're being copied or not. And maybe it's something you want to do, you know, once a year or once a quarter. And remember, it's not just for those of us who sell digital products. It's your website copy, especially if you sweated, you know, to create it. You don't want someone just to take it and say it's their own. Also, for those of you who create any content or write content for clients, you can add it to your packages. Add it to your packages to check, to make sure that their copy isn't being plagiarized once a quarter. Again, translating it into another language is still theft. It's still stealing, regardless that it's not English anymore. That is not okay. So what can you do? Well, there's a couple things you can do. One, you can obviously hire an attorney. And you want to make sure that attorney is in trademarks and copyright. So I actually have someone that's on my team. I have actually two attorneys. I have a business attorney and I have a copyright attorney just for this. But what I have found and what my attorney in the past has told me is that if you find you're being plagiarized, reach out to the person and tell them to cease and desist. Let them know you know. And what I did was I took screenshots of everything. Now, it took me an hour or more, but I took screenshots of everything on her website that was mine. The person who, again, told me about this sent me the emails that she got, and she had translated and sent them to me. So I have all the evidence of what was on her website. And then I sent her an email saying, guess who? I know you're using my stuff. Take it down. Cease and desist. My attorney will be in touch. And then I sent a link to my attorney of the information, and I said, okay, here's what we have. And she did her thing, okay? But the best way to protect yourself, you know, obviously, you know, you can have the copyright symbol, you know, all rights reserved, all of those things. And you, again, not giving legal advice, but from what I understand is you don't need those. It's still protected copy, regardless of where you are and where the person is that takes it, it's still protected. So I'm going to give you the link to my copyright attorney's information in case you're interested and it's just something you want to file away. Hopefully you'll never need it. Fingers crossed. Now, there are also some other things you can do. First, you know, send them that email to let them know, take it down. And then you want to keep looking to make sure that they are complying with your request. Two, you can also let their hosting provider know and their domain provider know, and you can have them shut down. You can, and Google has no tolerance for theft, for copyright theft, zero. You can even go after them with Google and they'll never show up in a Google search again. So there are some real serious consequences to this. And personally, I know I'm probably going to say this and I might regret it, but you know, don't be lazy and steal somebody else's content verbatim. Use it as inspiration to rewrite your story or rewrite your blog post or put your spin on it. Have some creativity. Don't just blatantly take somebody else's stuff that's not yours. For me, this has been resolved. She got my email and she took everything down. My attorney didn't have to send anything. She got the message from me, but she's on my radar and I will be watching. She also removed, from what I can find, her training program. Now, I had, you know, loyal followers that said, I'll buy your training program and I'll let you know what's in it. So, you know, I'm blessed and I'm grateful for that. So I say thank you. But you do have to protect your intellectual property, which is all your copy. So, as I mentioned, mine is she has taken everything down, but I will be watching because if it does come back up, then I'll go after her, her hosting and her domain, and I'll let Google know as well. For me, there's zero tolerance for this kind of stuff. Obviously, different if you ask my permission, you want to use something, but you obviously have to let your readers know that it's not your content. You can do the same. So, plagiarizing, big no-no. Happens to people who others see are successful. It's not just content that you sell, it's free content that people can find on the internet. There are tools that you can use, free and paid tools that you can use to protect yourself. It is illegal, as I said, it's unethical. And if you create content in any way, shape, or form, you're going to want to protect yourself. You're going to want to have, a task to remind you to go and just take a look. If you're somebody who creates content for clients, you're a blogger, you write copy, add it to your packages to check for their copy to see if it's been stolen. I guess it happens more often than I want to believe. And here's the other thing, is that I was really angry for the first 24 hours, but then I realized that there was no way she could keep up her success. She may have made some money off of my stuff, but there's no way she can keep it up because she's not me. She has what she has, but she doesn't have the depth of knowledge behind it because she didn't create it. So, maybe that's the opportunity for me to see it a different way. But it still stings. Right. All right. So enough about this. I've given you some resources. I hope it never happens to you. But if it does, remember, it's just a rite of passage. It means you've made it. That's it. Please let me know if you have any questions. Feel free to comment below as I read and I answer all of them. Plus, I've given you some resources as well. And if anybody has a story about being copied, I'd love to hear from you as well. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.